That can't be real.
Okay, so you're seeing the same thing I'm seeing.
What kind of mushrooms did that guy put on our burger?
They're ready for you, Mr. President.
Great.
Hello! Welcome to another episode of Cinematic Radio.
Wow, you scared yourself into the answer there. That was impressive.
We haven't done this for so long.
It has been a while. No. Yeah.
Well, but we were trying to be, life got in the way, right?
Yeah. We were social distancing for a while. I had COVID. You haven't got it yet.
Yeah, I know. And I was hanging around you.
Right? You should have.
I should have.
Get it out of the way. Woo! Now I'm stronger for it. I've been sleeping a lot lately.
Yeah, I haven't. Yeah, no. Anyways, I'm gonna go back to my old name.
Okay.
Class Chris. And
don't you need sound effect?
Yeah, you're right. I should have done this earlier.
And I'm Johnny Apples.
There we go.
Wow, I got three sound effects this time. Nice. Started with a rim job. Yeah. I mean, rim shot. Sorry. Completely different thing.
Isn't that your dog's name? Your cat's name?
Yes. Tosses my salad all the time. But yes.
Okay. So what have we been up to? Absolutely nothing.
No, we just spent quality time watching an Adam Sandler movie, which most people wouldn't consider to be a horror or sci-fi.
Yeah. Well, no, it'd be sci-fi.
Really?
Technically. Not aliens.
Right.
So first, we'll just go over just a few quickies. Yeah. So we saw more.
Well, we watched Pixels
today, but today, we're gonna review Pixels today. But
Pixels.
Pixels.
Wow.
That's the porn version.
Oh, that's gonna be awesome. That's gonna come out for sure. Pixels.
But we did see Morbius.
Pixels 2, DP. Yes, we did see
Pixels
Morbius.
Pixels 3, DVDP.
Woo.
Yeah, this is definitely.
Yeah, we did see Morbius. That was entertaining.
It was entertaining.
Yeah. I feel like there could have been a better story told, and it could have been told better. But other than it could have been a better story and it could have been done better, it was entertaining enough to.
I enjoyed it, and when it was over, then I could see the. But I still liked it.
The shortcomings.
Too many things on the end. They did too many face changes, but.
Yeah, I wasn't so big. We'll do that in a Morbius review.
Okay.
Pixels.
So today we are doing a Adam Sandler film, Pixels, which was from 2015.
And I completely didn't expect to enjoy it. I will say, if there was any shortcoming of this movie, it was the fucking advertising that they didn't do well of. Because I do like the concept. The movie was done very well. And for some, I remember seeing commercials for it. And being in no way, shape, or form interested in watching it. And then you enticed me with Diet Coke and fucking chips and stuff. And that's really all it took. And here I am. And I enjoyed it.
I didn't have to laugh
my ass off. Like, in the first 10 minutes, I was, doubled over laughing. Yep. It was hilarious.
I've seen it a few times. It was one of those, same thing. I don't remember the advertising, but I remember it being... a kid's show or something. Like, it just didn't seem that. And then I thought, you know what? I was bored one day. It was on. I figured I'll just throw it on in the background kind of thing. And then I just started watching it. And I saw it two, three times already.
Yeah. And, you know, typically I do like Adam Sandler.
And each time
I'd
catch something different.
Right.
Like in the background.
It's almost like a poor person's Ready Player One. As far as seeing things in the background, right? Yeah. It's like an 8-bit Ready Player One. But
that's a good analogy.
But it was like I don't know, like, you know, when Sandler does he does dramatic movies and stuff like Uncut Gems and stuff like that. Like he's I find him to be a versatile actor, his movies aren't always going to, you know, you can watch five of his movies and like all five, or you could watch five and like two. Yeah. You're not necessarily going to feel like you got fucked over for the money that you spent to watch the movie. Sometimes you just don't get it.
Like normally,
you know, his movies are based on a premise, and sometimes that joke isn't a joke for you. Yeah. You know what I mean? Whereas this actually had more story to it.
I think Mr. Deeds I kind of liked, and
right.
Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, Happy Gilmore. Did you like Little Nicky?
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of that one.
See, that's what I mean. Like, you know, he doesn't do the exact same comedy in every movie, sometimes you're just not going to get it.
Was there like 50 Blind Dates or something, which I haven't seen?
Oh, 50 First Dates. That's actually really good. I watch that with my chick all the time. Yeah, but Drew Barrymore. He's got good chemistry with her on screen. Like, he's done a few movies with Drew Barrymore, and they always seem to be at least somewhat entertaining. Yeah.
So this particular one was directed by Chris Columbus.
And not the one that founded North America, apparently.
Probably not.
Because it was 2015, and North America was a few more years ago or something.
Could be a vampire though, and then there was how do you say that last name? Hurley.
What'd you call me?
Tim Hurley screenplay, and then Timothy Dowling is the screenplay, and yeah, then we had the stars: Adam Sandler as Brenner, then Kevin James was President Will Cooper, then Michelle Monaghan Violet, which yeah.
Peter Dinklage
as Eddie, and Josh Gad as Ludlow Lemonsoft. he was awesome, he was a great character. The characters were great. I think what resonated with me on this was when we grew up, we always go to the arcade and they had all the games we remember that you can fit on a floppy disk now, which can't even get a floppy disk.
Well, they captured, you know, the youth part of that. They captured it pretty good, like the people going to the arcade to hang out, and I think it's great that they actually stole the quarters from a kid selling lemonade, like that
his little sister or something.
We might have done. I don't know that we would have. Maybe that was a lot of quarters. It's
funny though, watching him drive off the street. He passed a black Camaro. Same black Camaro farther up the street.
Yeah.
And then driving up the street farther, the same black Camaro was parked in a driveway instead of on the street.
There might have been a lot of black Camaros on his street.
No, they're actually in our age are about blue.
Yeah.
Blue.
Yeah.
But it was, it really captured the arcade area. Great, like the Fender and...
Well, I like even at the end when they're, you know, saying thanks for the appearances of the different characters. It's not like they ended up only being locked into only the games that were put out by Atari. Like, they got all of them.
All the classics, the
characters and all the classics from all those games together in a single movie. I thought that was good.
You know? And the other one that was great, too, is Dan Aykroyd. It was the
and it made me. I didn't say it while we were watching it, but I thought it was funny that they got Dan Aykroyd, and then when they were celebrating with Crystal Head vodka,
yeah,
Crystal Skull vodka. I'm like, of course they are. Good for you, Dan. I wonder if it was in his contract. Oh well, if they're gonna have something to drink, it should be Crystal Skull vodka.
Oh yeah, I didn't even notice that. Until you mentioned it.
Yeah.
And there's so many things in the background, too, that were just flying by. And
yeah, like a pixelated whatever the hell it was. And you're like oh, my God. There's Burger Time.
Burger Time. Yeah, I used to love that game.
Yeah.
Getting chased by everything. You had to make the burgers before attacked by the pickles or the ketchup.
It was really cool seeing all those, just the characters represented. That was fun.
And how he ends up. I love the banter between him and her. Which was the kid's mother.
Yes.
He's supposed to go and install a TV and some games and PlayStation 4 and
Yeah, it was like off-brand Geek Squad called, what was it, Nerd Turd or whatever. Yeah,
you have to say that. That's pretty demeaning. Only if you ask. That's a great band.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was good.
And with her, where her husband left her for a 19-year-old Pilates
instructor. But yeah. I was impressed that they never once showed the 19-year-old Pilates instructor.
Yeah. And just between them, snobby, and it was just like a, so really it was kind of like, I guess, for some people, a romantic comedy, for others it was just a comedy, and it's good for kids, for adults.
Yeah, for us it was nostalgia.
And it had a lot of undertones and conversations, like Ludwell, when they're all sitting there older, and he's in the back of the van.
Oh.
And he goes, oh, I just have, you know, some lotion.
Yeah.
It's chloroform. Well, that was like a last resort. And then Adam Sandler still didn't recognize me. He goes, well, I didn't want to talk out there because the CIA is after me for, it is you.
It is you. Yeah. No, it was, they developed the camaraderie between, you know, three people that knew each other when they were young into being three people that had distanced themselves a bit when they got older, but they jumped right back into the relationship, yeah.
And then the one kid became president of the United States and calls Adam Sandler in. And
yeah, and one kid became a felon.
Which he wasn't really part of the gang. He was the...
He was the nemesis.
Yeah,
yeah. And as we found out, a cheater.
A cheater.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, what were you going to say?
And they had the originator of Pac-Man.
Yeah, the guy that, yeah. He was my wrong.
Little baby boy.
Yeah, he was really wrong about that. No, I was going to say the budget. I don't know if I should have been this surprised because there was a lot of CGI in that thing.
Oh, tons.
You know? So, yeah.
Well, like, we'll get to back
I find
to
it weird, though, that it says between 88 and 129. I don't know how you go between, it was either 88 or 129 million, somewhere in and around there, give or take $50 million. You know, or 41 million. That's a big swing. Which is it?
But maybe in this case, because I think it's part American and it was filmed in Canada, that maybe they, you know, it's 88 million US, but it's 129 million in Canadian.
It hasn't been that kind of conversion for a long time. But yeah, either way, I mean, even if we rounded it off at 100 million, somewhere in between the two numbers, that's, you know.
Still, they made 244 million.
Yeah, they made its money back, which I think we were both surprised because I didn't think it did that well box office.
Yeah, me neither.
If it pounded out $245 million, that's pretty impressive. Yeah, for an Adam Sandler movie, because I don't know that many of his movies have made that much money.
I don't think so, but again, I mean, it catered to all
shit talking Adam Sandler, and I have no idea. I'm a fan. I'm a fan. I just don't know how much money his movies make.
And we'll be back right after this on that note.
Life Force has sent real life video games to attack us.
Pac-Man's a bad guy?
Incoming!
Donkey Kong.
It's just a barrel. How bad can it hurt?
Ow! only way to take down Pac-Man is with ghosts.
You want ghosts?
These are your ghosts.
Oh, yeah!
We're the only ones who can do this!
I'm kidding. We are all gonna die. I'm just... sorry.
May I introduce to you Professor Iwatani, the creator of Pac-Man.
Pac-Man is not bad, you'll see.
Professor Iwatani, what are you doing?
I will talk to him. He's my son. Hello, my sweet little boy. Look how big you've grown.
It's so sweet, he's so sweet.
I know, you're a good boy.
Somebody annihilate this stupid thing!
And we are back.
Yeah.
Talking about money. Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
No, I actually found this one just fun all over. Fun, funny.
Yeah. And good comedy. Nostalgia. Fun jokes. Ultimately, good story. Like not like, you know, oh, scientifically, yeah, it makes sense. They found a fucking, like, a time capsule that was hurled into space and believed that they were challenged to a video game war to take over the world. No, none of that makes sense. But if you just accept that that might be what happened, yeah, it was fun. You know, like they believe that our society is based on the concepts of a video game and that you get three lives and that's like per game and best out of three. And
yeah, so when we're talking about Dan Aykroyd and he was doing the MC and it was supposed to be 1982 and it was being filmed and it was going to go on to send up to space on a NASA, whatever, like a time capsule.
Yeah.
And then another alien race found it, viewed it, thought it was an act of war, made all their warriors after the 82 video games, because Adam Sandler goes into that meeting.
Yeah.
And says, no, the
Galaga was from the earlier Galaga, not from the recall in 86 or whatever. Yeah.
It had a glitch in it, and these are the... I didn't even know that.
I don't even know if that's true.
I go to the dentist, hilarious. And he's got like this little kids area, right, that has arcade games.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so when I walk in, I'm like, yeah, I'll just be in my office.
Are you allowed to hang out in there?
Well, it's closed now because it's COVID.
Oh.
But when I got there's never any kids, right? I'm always at like one of those time periods. And it's one of those arcade games that have
Is that a legal thing?
Wow, don't even go there, buddy. That's just wrong on all levels. And gross on top of that.
I'm not allowed to go there. Okay, go on, yes.
But they have, it's got like nine video games in it all at once. So I always play the Galaga.
Oh,
but it's got like Dig Dug and
okay,
a bunch of the other ones, I think. Dig Dug. And I forget what else. Oh, I think it's got Space Invaders too.
Nice.
So it's, you know, it's just one of those. So I always play the Galaga, which ends up being the big mothership. That you pointed out that I'm like, I know it, but I can't.
I know it. It's the ups. It's when it
goes comes upside down and it picks up the fighter. Up, yeah. And then you get two ships. And yeah, just watching like just all them flying around. It was just like childhood all over again.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fun that way.
And Q-Bert. So everybody, anybody, when they win, they take a human trophy. And when we win, we take one of their pixel trophies. So they got Q-Bert.
And what was the other thing that that chick ended up with? A dog?
Yeah, that was from Duck Hunt.
Yeah, Duck Hunt.
Because he's holding a duck. And he's like, oh, yeah, I remember that. Because whenever you shot the duck on that in television or whatever, Atari.
The dog would swim out and grab the
duck and then hold it up.
Duck Hunt.
And then the second one was Q-Bert.
Mike Hunt.
Anybody see Mike Hunt?
Sorry, I'm that childish. Yes. Yes. Duck Hunt and then Q-Bert.
And then that Ludwig or whatever his name is there.
Ludlow.
He had that film for that
Lady Lily. Lisa.
I don't know what game that was. So it almost looks like Gauntlet. One of the warriors from Gauntlet, but
I'll Look it up now.
Where, do you remember that game? You could be...
Yes.
You could either be a wizard or a warrior or... I forget what the other two were. And, but it's like almost an isometric view. So what's, so anyways, he loved this, the girl as a kid. And then, she shows up pixeled and then all of a sudden turns real, which was, pretty entertaining. I could see, okay. What you got?
I'm trying.
Try faster. So anyways, this guy, he loves this girl, has a poster in his room, everything. And it was Adam Sandler with his comment, wow, if she was real, you have like 17 restraining orders.
Yeah, no shit, right?
But it was so awesome the way it, you know, like, I don't know, it's just kind of fun. And
maybe
then
Tekken.
Was it Tekken? I don't remember.
Maybe.
Did you type up Lady Lisa?
No, I typed up Lady Lily, not Lady Lisa, and, you know, there's going to be some significantly greater geek than we are that's going to know this off the top of their head.
Yeah, I should know it. So, okay. Yeah, it said Dojo Quest. Oh, that's from Pixels, but. So it must be just a made up one. I don't think it's real. So,
that's from Tekken.
Oh, looks, yeah, it's close.
Lil.
Who knows? Okay.
Anyway,
I think it was a made up one.
Oh, Lady Lisa.
Because it all says pixels, so I don't think it's like a legit
Dojo Quest,
but I don't know if that's a real... Oh, here we go. Is Dojo Quest a real game? No, it's a fictitious game created for the movie.
Aww.
Yeah, I kind of thought so. But I like at the end where Qbert all of a sudden felt bad and why does he get to stay here and... Not Lady Lisa.
It's a spoiler.
Yes, definitely a spoiler.
Hilarious.
And Qbert turns into Lady Lisa, a real live one, and they get married, have kids, which are all little Qberts.
Well, like as soon as it turns into Lady Lisa, the guy starts making out with Lady Lisa, and
kissing
Adam Sandler is immediately like, nobody else find this weird? Like that was Qbert seconds ago.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah, it was just fun all over. So that's
but yeah, so ultimately very entertaining. Really did enjoy the entire I didn't feel like there was a slow period or anything like that. There were parts where there wasn't as much action, but there was story going on. Like it didn't, you know what I mean? It didn't feel like it let you down.
Yeah.
It just kept going. So yeah, I was impressed.
I thought it was good character building, or at least kept it consistent throughout. Yeah, I'd give this. What are those moves? Left, right, up, down, punch, punch, whatever for the cheat code. And
oh yeah.
So I'd give this a.
How many up downs? What?
Oh, 40, 50.
nice. Very nice.
No, I'd probably give this a good, I'd give it a good 8 out of 10.
Huh.
Maybe 9. It's just fun.
It was, yeah. You know what? For an entertaining movie, it did everything it was supposed to do.
Even
the geek at the end gets the girl and everything. So,
yeah. You know what? I'd probably go.
I'd give it an 8.
Yeah.
You're going to give it higher, aren't you?
I was going to, because now that I'm thinking of it, it's like you're not expecting anything. You know, expecting it to be bad, then all of a sudden it's like,
yeah,
turns out good.
Truly entertaining. I'll probably have to watch that again with my chick and then have to explain most of the characters to her.
I think that's what made it
be as much fun, but.
It's, you definitely enjoy it more if you grew up in that time period.
Yeah, I could see where a younger audience... Well, I could see where a younger audience could enjoy it without necessarily knowing all the characters. But like the one guy said, like most of those games you can download and play now.
Yeah.
I don't know how often kids are playing those games, the nostalgia type games, but I know I'm not. Because they suck now.
Well, that's where I ended up. You know, I had some extra money that I had from work, and I bought the mini arcade Star Wars one,
right,
which we had when we were in, where it was just the isomet. What was it? What do they call it? The
vector graphics?
Yeah, the vector.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of, they change all the colors for the different, but it, you're an X-Wing fighter flying through the trenches, and but it was just, they had a driving one like that too.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't
know. Or you could either be a stand, it was like a simulation driving game, but it was all vector, and you're driving a car, and you could be either standard or automatic, and yeah, you can hit the pixel cow. Which you always did.
Of course you did.
So that's it. That's our review on Pixels. I totally recommend it.
Absolutely.
Just for fun.
Well worth the time.
And from 2015. Wow, that seems like such a long time ago now.
Fucking 7 years.
Well, a lot happened in 7 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's mic's pretty close to your mouth there.
Yes, it is. But yeah. Yeah. I'd say if you have a chance, go watch it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
That's it, everybody.
Later.
See ya. Javsies. To see if this is
recording.
Reminds me of a movie I watched. Okay,
was it the movie or what you were doing during the movie?
I'm gonna just shut this off.
Wait a minute, make sure you got the sound effects up, because sometimes you forget to switch the sound effects up.
Wrong one.
That's the right one.
Oh,
that was people clapping. Did you just think you had a soundtrack of people clapping? Oh,
there it is. Okay. we haven't done this for so long.
Wait, make sure you get your buttons right. Because yours isn't supposed to be clapping.
Yeah, but we'll do that on the day.
Okay.
Hello. Wow, thanks for that. Can't do an intro without you fucking it up.
Well, we need fucking outtakes. Okay, start again. Okay, you don't have to stop and go.
Or no, we do, because it's easier.
Okay.